out and play my voice. So lay the bad guitar, I'm playing so far, still ain't got no way. Enjoying my life, frequently feeling blue, there's nothing I won't do.
Everybody way out on all of the intertubes worldwide, this is your host Johnny Christmas with Radio Statler once again, and I am here with
Hawk from Pony Express
and Tuna from wherever the fuck I'm from.
Tuna's from over there.
Not Uranus.
Yeah. Yeah, and so what are you guys here representing?
Just the badass hacker culture of the East Coast.
I'm here with Hack Miami, we're running this PDF, but you know.
He's been playing on his phone, you know. Boxes all day fucking long. PonyExpress.com. Awesome. We make pen testing drop boxes. Free download. If you got an N900, download our image. It's good stuff. It's like a mobile backtrack. It's got all the tools on it. You can do Evil AP. It's got WebBuster, so you can crack Web automatically. Wi-Fi, Ettercap, Metasploit set.
They still use Web?
Every day, actually. I probably find some right here. Hold on, let's see.
What do we got going on over here? Is there like a GOATSE network?
Probably. Web.
I mean, like the CTF doesn't have Wi-Fi, but I mean, we do have the Miami Zombie all like cracked up in one.
Do you guys give bonus points if you beat the CTF with an N900?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if anyone can like beat my score from Tampa. You know, the team that I played with out there, we got 9,500. But, you know, if you guys can beat our score, I mean, you know, fuck it. We'll drop down like a G-note if you can beat 9,500 points. Throw that on live. It's all good.
You heard it here. Beat 9,500 points on this year's CTF and get a G-note from that guy.
Yeah,
there's his face.
That dude right here.
From this guy who goes by Tuna.
Yeah, you'll notice, like, King Tuna. Pink mohawk and shit. Yeah, it's all good. So we're going to go, we're going to do some karaoke tonight, actually, over there in Koreatown.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I mean,
do you guys already like book a room and
no,
stuff?
We didn't
like
book a room, but we would recommend, you know, we go out there and do some karaoke in Koreatown.
All right, do you
free
know
free Patron shots for everyone?
Free Patron shots from these guys at wherever Hacker Karaoke is tonight. Do you guys know where? Do you guys have picked a bar out yet?
Yeah, over there.
Over there.
On 30
that way.
Street,
if you can see
34th.
Where he's pointing, go that way until you hit the karaoke bar, and he's gonna buy you Patron.
What did you put into the new pump phone?
Well, actually, this isn't my personal one, but,
Who'd you steal it from?
It's got TrueCrypt on it, so now I'm running tools out of an encrypted file container. There's overclocking, USB host mode, so you can hook up an Ubertooth to it now and sniff Bluetooth with it. Let's see, what else can you do?
There's you can hook an Ubertooth, you jack it right into the phone, and that's really cool.
Exactly. Yeah, because it does USB host mode.
And you guys got, like, a new CTO, right?
We did, actually. Jonathan Cran, very, very happy about that. He's really stepped up to the plate and made Pony Express even more baller. Look for him at DEF CON. He will be pimping it.
And what does he go by? Yeah.
J. Cran.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it. That's pretty easy to remember, right?
Yes. The Cranister. Hope you're listening out there.
Yeah, I mean, we could throw out like some simple Wi-Fi love, too.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. Gotta love simple Wi-Fi.
You know,
awesome.
I created that company a long, long time ago. You know, we were, you know, chilling in Miami before the zombies, like not smoking crack on the train tracks, and then antennas
just
arrived.
Mad.
And then antennas arrived.
Meth was like amazing. You know, like, bathtubs everywhere. It was
that's
simple
awesome.
No, dude. All right. So that fucking
You're from Miami. Right, what's the deal with that?
Right, here's the deal, right? So this fucking crazy weird motherfucker which was like right down the street from like our office and whatnot down there. They said that he was just on pot. I've never smoked marijuana before, so I don't know what happens, but I don't think you eat people's faces, you know, when you smoke marijuana. So,
just cookies. Massive amounts of cookies.
There was this like this study going on down in Miami, like, you know, what would people eat? So there's this big, like, you know, research chemical craze going on, right? You know, fucking designer drugs and whatnot, you know. So in Miami, these like freelance researcher journalist people decided to do some like surveying, and what they would do is just mix up a bunch of research chemicals and go, "Yo, man, this is some trippy shit right here," and dude, people would just eat it. So like the zombie dude, like he was just one guy, but you know there was a few incidents. Actually, my favorite incident, which happened like a week after the zombie ate the dude's face, was this chick. She was chilling out on the highway up in like northern Florida, which is like southern Georgia, and you know. She was just, like, relaxing, chilling out, but she really, you know, felt the need to masturbate on the side of the road. So she's sitting there, like, you know, playing her violin in the middle of the road, and she's
violin?
Down. Yeah, we're going to call her vagina the violin.
I've never...
She was rocking that shit out. It's
okay. Right. Like, so two-handed? Like...
I think she was, like, double-fisting that shit, maybe.
Okay.
And she was slowing down the traffic for about, like, 30 minutes, you know, with one fist in her violin and the other fist in her back violin. And
the double bass.
I mean, so it'd be like
her back violin.
Yeah, her back violin. So she was playing the back strings, and she lost a bow. And
wouldn't
the
that be like the
up.
Cello?
Wouldn't the cello? No. That's a deeper instrument.
I'm
that's
not
the ghost
a musician.
Team.
I don't.
But,
know.
So okay. So she was doing that, and she slowed down traffic, and the cops arrived. Dude, she would not stop playing her violin, and the police were like. Stop it. Like,
how do you know that it's that easy. She wouldn't stop and that she wasn't just stuck?
She was told to stop, you know, double pump in the fist. And
and so she just kept...
Dual violin.
She just
action.
Kept fucking fisting herself and whatnot in the violin. And she bit the cops after they tried to, to you know, remove her violin.
Sounds like finger cuffs.
I don't know what's up with these Florida police officers, man. They just...
Why did they take cops off the air? If this is the kind of...
I know. That's some pay-per-view shit,
like,
right,
you know,
there.
You can buy them, but in northern Florida, you know, I guess you can't. Like, you know, there's been some recent proof of that, too.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Back to hacking real quick. Here's here's Reaver working with Wi-Fi on the phone. That is a new improvement. Trying to remember the guy's name who was awesome enough to figure it all out. Goes by Ghost something. Now I feel like a dick, but... awesome guy. Really appreciate his support. I'll definitely be putting creds to him on the website. For
drop the website. Where can they check that out?
PonyExpress.com. We have images for free download. You can go there. And
that's P-W-N-I-E?
P-W-N-I-E Express.com.
Yeah.
PonyExpress.com.
PonyExpress, like you would assume it to be spelled.
I can redirect buttfuckers.me over to PonyExpress as well.
Does that get more traffic?
I don't know. I've never been to buttfuckers.me, but I do own it somehow.
Okay. Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it residuals from some lawsuit you were
involved
in?
MiamiPwnMachine.com?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, so MiamiPwnMachine.com, that's actually the CTF over there.
Oh, yeah.
Which
they
is,
do have wireless.
All right.
And they like, you know, I spelt it all fucking wrong. It's a Miami P-W-O, I mean, zero. It's leet speak. It's cool to be hackers. And then N, and then machine, which I can't spell that, .com. And you could totally check it out. That's where the CTF is. We have the woman playing the violin in the CTF. We have, you know, the freaking Miami zombie who will eat your face off. And it's just chilling. You come over there. It's not like one of those super hard, like, hack the BSD CTFs. It's totally, like, legit. Like, I'm totally just running through, like, a network, you know, stealing all your boxing. It's completely like that. We've got everything
legit
from...
Legit useful skills.
Yeah, like, not like... Yeah, like, how do I recompile this BSD module?
Busting into a TRS-80.
Yeah, no, you don't have to write your own custom, you know, buffer overflows, although we have it, you know, it is a little fun. If you don't come over there and get any points, like, I don't even think, like, Hackform Script Kiddies would know what to do with you. I think you'll be completely fine, even if you don't know anything. But, you know, we do like to keep it 18 and over, if you could tell. Fire insanity and typical Miami style.
So,
you know.
What are the flags exactly then?
The flags all kind of look the same, but you know, it's all good. Yeah, yeah. There's some differences.
Well, those
like,
you'll
differences.
Know one when you find it, kind of flags.
Oh, it's not like that. Oh, actually, you know, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about DEF CON, but do check out DEF CON 101. HF Skitties fucking suck. Learn some basic Python. I'll be there on Thursday rocking that shit out. You will see some of that dirty stuff. Do find the DEFCON 101 USB jump drives. We have spent a lot of time putting together the nice images.
I'd love to get me one of those.
I can get you a copy of the website.
Where are they? Are they hidden around the building?
No, no.
They're Trent Reznor style?
Yeah, well, no, this is DEFCON. I mean, this is Hope, right?
All right.
DEFCON Hope. No, but it's all good.
By the way, I just like to throw a shout-out to Rick Finero, Zero Chaos.
Arena.
Check out, yeah, okay.
Not
check
Finero,
out
Zero guy.
Chaos. Check out Pen 2.
Yeah, it redirects lemonparty.biz is actually right.
awesome.
Where they host Pen 2.
It's like an alternative backtrack, and it's awesome. That dude is a wireless pimp.
Actually,
he's a genius.
They're gonna duke it out. It's gonna be pure hate and zero chaos. But yo, thank you guys for listening. Fucking, you know, here's a little testy for you.
Oh yeah,
all the other people that are gonna, you know, fuck my balls.
Thanks for dropping 9,000 websites. Yeah, see you guys later.
Thanks, guys.